Podcast Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Well, g'day. It's 29th of January, 2021. Who am I here with? It's Rick and Rollo. G'day, mate. How are you doing?
Fantastic, as usual. The usual fantastic to me.
Saturday night. Oh, Velocet's here as well. G'day, Velo.
Muted.
Do you want to open up your mic? Or,
he's muted. Oh, he's on holiday.
Yeah.
Sorry, he's not working.
Yeah, his brand new bumpers are fantastic. Oh, and we've got Wayfarer here as well from Canberra. Yeah. G'day, mate.
G'day, guys. How's things?
Excellent,
not
man.
Not bad.
Can you hear
me
okay?
Yes, perfect, mate. We'll start with Rick. How's your week been, mate? I heard you on just earlier when I was at the beach with the dog. How's your week?
I was great. Just normal, very quiet, actually, work-wise. It wasn't that busy, and I just drove back. And I ended up talking to, because I noticed on the fakeologist.com show today, we had Dr. Fustercluck and Jan Eric, and not his new voice. I mean, he's one of the main guys Chris Kendall spoke to for the last couple of years of his show.
Oh, yeah. He's a bit of a nomad, isn't he? He's a bit of a nomad.
Yeah, he's a trained musician who's living in a van doing the nomad thing. Shouldn't say grey, the
All
nomad
right.
thing. Yeah, so it's fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah.
We had some females as well.
We had Purple Play, did we?
Purple Play and Assault.
Skylark.
I don't know about
Frank.
Skylark. I wasn't there with her, but anyway, there was Sleagan first and Jan Eric.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a great. And
oh, and Jan, yeah, we mentioned Jan Eric.
And Lost Spider Fellas.
Yeah, he's a legend. He came in hot. That's right. Yeah, I was on the way to
the
beach when
so,
I was
So it was a
guys.
Fantastic was conversation. Great conversation. Mm. I prefer to talk sober when I'm wide awake, you know, and so I can go in any fucking direction. And I was getting cut off, though, because people kept ringing me up while I was talking on the show,
sure.
So I kept dropping out. But it was good to hear Dr. Fustercluck on here, because he's fantastic. Nice, genuine.
I'll listen back to that when it's posted, because most of it I had the audio turned down. But how's your week been, Wayfarer?
Oh, pretty all right. Busy yesterday. Friday's always very busy. So am I distorting there?
No,
good.
You sound fantastic.
Oh, that's good. That's good. It's just, I like this earlier start, by the way.
Look,
I get too tired.
I can't do anything over 8:30. I just drop. I usually do 14 to 15 hours on a Friday. I go home, have where I stay in Sydney, have a few drinks, and then crash out, and then wake up through the night. You know, it's very hard to go to sleep after you've done a 14-hour day. Let me tell you.
No.
Yeah, it's almost
right.
impossible.
Uh-huh.
And
you work hard for the money.
Yeah, I need
anyone
two days
ask me
a
how, is anyone going to ask me about my week?
Mm-hmm. Okay, tell us, Rolly.
Thanks for asking. So I had the wife back for a couple of days this week, so we're on the mend. All
Excellent.
Good.
That's good. That's
the
good.
Only way is up. Yeah. So what are we going to start with? A couple of rest in pieces. Cloris Leachman or Doris? Cloris Leachman.
Was she Mary Tyler Moore's show as well, spin-off?
She was in that, and she was awesome in Young Frankenstein.
Phyllis.
And
then she had Phyllis. That was, her character was Phyllis.
Right.
Yeah.
She made it to 94, and she didn't die of COVID-19. She died of old age, which is wonderful to hear.
And so did Cicely Tyson, who's a famous actress, she passed away today as well at 96.
Who was that?
Very famous actress.
Who?
Cicely Tyson.
Never heard of
her. Famous American. She was one of those mainstay American, African American actresses from the late, early 60s through to whenever, and she passed away at 96. Not from COVID.
Yeah.
Not from COVID.
No. And remember we were talking a couple of, I think it was last week, and that woman died from Gilligan's Island, and you mentioned you met her, did you?
I met Ginger from...
That beautiful lady, I can't remember her name, so unfortunately. She was on Gilligan's Island anyway.
Tina, oh God. Anyway, I met her. She was in Australia doing a sequel. Sorry, not, it wasn't a sequel, but it was the next movie that the guy that did the trannies and the bus. What's it called?
On the buses.
Oh yeah, with guy Pearce. Wasn't too long.
Priscilla,
Queen of the Desert.
Oh God.
Yeah. So the sequel was called
Hugo Weaving, Guy Pearce, and Terrence Stamp, if I remember rightly.
It was. And so anyway, what happened is he was an unknown director, and he made millions and millions for the studios, and so they gave him an open check to do a sequel, and he did a sequel called Welcome to Whoop Whoop, which in Australia we call The Back of Nowhere, Whoop Whoop, W-O-O-P.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And
that wasn't
so
Baz Luhrmann. It wasn't Baz
Luhrmann. No. Anyway, so he did this movie and it was an absolute flop. But he brought because he had an open checkbook, he brought in whoever he decided to want to be in this film. So Tina from... that played Ginger from Gilligan's Island was a extra. Not she had a minor role, but she was in behind Central in Sydney. She was roaming around with her umbrella, and she was in her 70s back then. But she still looked really good, and she hadn't had any work done, so she was just a very good looking woman in a day. But was looking a bit older when I saw her. But yeah, there was a.
I can't say I was a huge fan of. I never watched Gilligan's Island, really. But
the amount of famous people
you've met. Yeah, it's
incredible. I watched Gilligan every day after school. Gilligan's Island.
Unfortunately, you and I are the same age, so all the same things on TV we'd know, Rick. Gilligan's Island. You know, too many hours after school getting brainwashed.
And then all of the witch, the kind of the magic shows they had, like Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie, which were absolutely, and they're still on TV. You can switch on the TV.
I'll ask you a trivia question. Is she still alive? That's my trivia question.
I think she might be.
She is. It's amazing.
Well, Elizabeth Montgomery passed away.
She unfortunately died of colon cancer or something in
but very suspiciously after she narrated a movie called The Panama Deception, which won an Oscar for Best Documentary about the American fiasco.
The Contra, the arms deal?
No. It was about the invasion of Panama, which is completely illegal, and all the bullshit that went on over there. And Roberto Duran, the famous boxer, actually features in the movie, and he claims he's seen weapons used that they claim they haven't got. Like, he saw cars cut in half. He reckoned they had some kind of laser weapon or some kind of heat weapon that was cutting cars in half in the invasion. Wow. So well worth going back and watching The Panama Deception.
Yeah.
Highly recommended.
That movie, Johnny, I think you pronounce it Mnemonic, the one with Keanu Reeves.
Matrix.
I never saw that. I was very busy at that time, and it was referred to in one of Tominoid's videos recently, a whole bunch of references
of
to COVID and all sorts of things, all sorts of messaging in there. I went back and looked at it. It's a bloody laugh. It's interesting seeing Keanu Reeves in something that's so B-grade. Obviously, the budget is like about a hundredth of what they do these days.
But
it was quite interesting, though.
He was a B-grade actor till The Matrix came out. And then that put him, pushed, that pushed him into the stratosphere as a...
I don't know. He was in, as Bill and Ted's, in the late 80s, early
90s. Yeah, okay. You know, he was a teen heartthrob
up until
The Matrix came out, and then bang, he became a major background star.
That made him, yeah, I mean...
Well, he donated...
Have they completed the fourth one yet, do you know, in Germany?
They had the rap party at Christmas
made the second and third one of that is beyond me. They were so shit.
Think of the money.
I did want my money back when I left the theatres.
Yeah, that's
the second and third one. The first one was awesome. One that you worked on. Yeah.
No, I was on all three of them. Basically,
you worked on all three. I hated the second and third one. They were shit.
No, well, they did the second and third together, so it was just all filmed in one line.
I'm going to let you guys just have a quick chat because the wife's just here. I'll be back in about 5 minutes, guys. All right?
Okay.
So I had, like with you, Fridays for me is really the busiest day of the week. Changed a bit with COVID, but I just get to the point where I just can't collapse. I just collapse, you know, beyond 8:30. I get too tired. I can't spend too much time tonight because all the stars have aligned. All my girls are out. So my wife and I are going to be busy.
You've got four of them, haven't you?
I've got three. Three.
Three females.
But they're all out, which is it's like stars have aligned. So we got the house to ourselves. It's funny.
That's wonderful.
Anyway, yeah, it is really good because we live in a very small house. Like it really is kind of like a practice of trying to get along with everyone and smooth over the edges.
We've got three bedrooms, but we've got five people.
And sharing. It's a challenge. But anyway, it's all good. It's all good.
I shared with my brother till I left home. I think it was 18, 17, 18. But I was in the same room as my brother. And that's what you got to do when you're in a three-bedroom house. And I'm in a three-bedroom... I've got a three-bedroom house now, but now it's only my two sons that come and stay here because my daughter's in Sydney. And I suspect she's getting a tattoo this weekend because I'm a militant anti-tattoo person.
I am too. Please come over here and tell them. I'm trying to tell my kids the same thing because they're like, I'm going to get a tattoo. It's going to be cool. I'm saying it's not going to be cool. It's going to be shit.
have a look at a 45-year-old woman and her tattoos. She's an Aussie and she's been in the sun, you're not going to be able to read any of the stupid quotes that you've had tattooed on your ass. And if you've had a baby, God, you're just going to look like an idiot because your hips are going to double in size, your bum's going to go south, and it does, and very rare that it doesn't, and... Those tattoos that you've got all over your ass and your hips are going to look like... You'll need an Egyptian hieroglyph expert to read them because they're going to be unreadable. And that's the thing that they pushed into the society. This is why I'm still a big fan of Jan Ervin, who used to talk about the breakdown of society, how they were going to bring us back to the dumber class, and they reintroduced tattoos and body piercings and body modification as a norm for the kids. So the whole idea of having a chip stuck in your brain wouldn't seem so bad. Mm.
Yeah, there's a late friend of mine. He was really into Tool, the prog rock band. There's a clip. I mean, I haven't seen so much of this stuff, but there's a clip where the guy's got a barcode on the back of his neck. So he went and got one tattooed on the back of his neck. I've got to say, it looks pretty stupid.
I like Tool. I saw them in the mid-90s. What was their first hit? Sober, I think. The song was Sober, wasn't it?
A miserable bunch of OTO. They're all OTO, the Crowley religion. Which is the Scientologist religion too. Just listen to me here. Scientology is basically OTO. Same thing, almost the same thing.
And from a musical point of view, they were never that great, if you ask me. Like King Crimson Wannabes, if you ask me.
I agree, actually, because I'm a big King King Crimson fan, and Robert Fripp, and then anything Robert Fripp did, I'm a fan, actually. The guy, him and Brian Eno were close friends, and Brian Eno, I could do a 5-hour, a 20-hour, you know, 2 hours of pop show just on Brian Eno and what he was getting up to, because he was one of the first tranny, he was dressed as a woman, he had a name, you know, his surname is One in an anagram, basically. And
Brian Eno was a producer. Was he a musician?
No, he was a musician for the Roxy Music. He was a keyboardist.
Oh, I like Brian Ferry. Wafer, so are you a musician? Are you a musician or?
I used to play a little bit of guitar and bass when I was younger, but now I just don't get a chance to practice. Mind you, since we did over our lounge room and painted it and stuff, I got out all the musical instruments so that everyone could play them. And thankfully, that is happening, which is great. So I have picked up a guitar more often than I have in the past, which is great.
Five or six guitars in this house, but they're sitting in different places.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout-out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
What a band, Rush. Saturday the 29th of January, 2021, you're here with Rick and Rollo and Wayfarer.
Wayfarer.
Okay, come and tell us what guitars you got, Rick. Tell us what guitars you got. I'm interested.
I've got two Fender copies, not originals, sadly, and a couple of under Suzuki, which they may not be bad guitars, to be honest. Or Suzuki, Japanese copies of which I learnt on. I learnt guitar when I was in my teens. And, we got loads of instruments here because the kids are all quite musical. But funnily enough, my family, the male side, all played brass instruments.
Right.
And both my sons played, one played trombone and one played clarinet and cornet, and were very, very good naturally without even having to, you know, practice. They were just naturally good at it. But anyway, now they're too interested in killing aliens, so that's what they're doing at the moment.
in computer games.
Hey Rick, get your Fender copy out and throw out some power cords for us.
Sadly, unless I sit there and Google YouTube how to play guitar, I can't remember how. I can play Smoke on the Water. I can play Smoke on the Water without any problem whatsoever.
It's funny when we have Fast Valley from Florida.
He's
a bloody good axe man. He's great on the axe.
Yeah. He's awesome.
When I went to Ireland and met up with Delcroix, he's a fantastic guitarist. He is.
There's a lot of creative people here. Like, I actually heard Velocet, the day that you were going in and out of the tunnel.
Playing piano.
Yeah, he was singing along to a couple of songs, and I just never expected that of Velocet, that he would actually have. He was drinking the VB, and he probably thought, oh, here's this MP3, I'm going to just play it, and so he did, and it wasn't bad actually.
Oh, he
wasn't bad.
A man of talent. Let's just say that. Well, and he's listening, so he's a man of talent. I'll just say that.
Let's stroke that ego. So come on, Bello, unmute. Come on, Bello.
No,
is he
work?
Is he work?
No,
is he work,
he's not
work,
at work. No,
he's not at work. Okay.
No, he's not. Is he? Oh no, he's not. No, he said he's on holiday. So anyway, let's not annoy him.
But also, what about that? Was it a week? Was it before everything went down? There was the poetry from who was it? Now that creative element in the show, that's great. I love that. You know, people just come out. It's just instead of just rattling on all the time, so someone comes out with some of that. It breaks up the show. It's good.
This is what I'm saying. Fakeologist having its Discord server attacked made a lot of people wake up and go, "Hang on, we're in the last days of net freedom. trust me, the last day.
Yeah.
And people have woken up to that. So we've got Dr. Fustercluck turning up. They're trying to get in Kaham and Vidya. Is Vidya a female?
Vidya is that, yeah, she's great. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Sounds good too, I do recall. So a lot of people have kind of come to the thing. And because we haven't got any angry online trolls on here, as far as I can see, I won't mention any names, but...
Don't look at this veneer of mine to think that I'm not angry at
Rollo, yeah. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about people that deliberately come in and argue and scream at people while they're trying to have a normal conversation. And there's none of them on here, as far as I'm aware, at this present stage. So basically,
last one I remember is Dave J. Dave J is the last one that I remember.
That's possible. But let me say this. He produced some class A YouTubes on the empty White House last week, which I talked to about with Ab. Well worth looking at. So the guy is a talent, no two ways about it, but he's incapable of starting big fights online, which fucks everything up. And
Bring that up. During the week, I know he's not a fakeologist, so I'd like to get him on to the audio chat, is a young chap called Avi Yemeni. Now, his latest video, the cops down in Melbourne roughed him up again.
No, they didn't rough him up. They just made him go get into They made him get into a paddy wagon, and they dropped him in the Jewish section of
Caulfield. Victoria. Drove around for half an hour and dropped him off at Caulfield. Didn't even arrest him.
Yeah, which is
an accredited journalist. The guy's accredited. He works for Rebel News.
I like his stuff. I like his stuff, but I'm in the thing where you trust no one. Literally, you know, you just can't tell what's what anymore.
I think the cops were being serious there when they.
They
marched him out of the place. Yeah.
Well, he is an agitator and a very good one. I mean, the guy can argue.
I mean,
he can
it's
argue
fucking Australia speech. Day, not Invasion Day, and he obviously loves Australia. No, these bloody lefties, you know, trying to call it Invasion Day and just, oh, man, these...
Yeah,
it's
just, and I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. So we'll change the subject. Mr. Wayfarer, how was the celebrations of Australia Day in Canberra? Because we had Aussie flags everywhere where I live, up the mid-north coast. It was like flags, no one was worried about any retribution from anyone. It was just like flags. It was almost quite unbelievable how many Aussie flags I saw, which was quite good, because I don't believe they do that in a lot of suburbs in Sydney anymore, because they'd be terrified.
Yeah, everything's pretty normal here, like besides the fact we can't travel overseas, and if you have like a big hall or a community centre or place of worship or a particularly big restaurant, then you know you've got to go by the how many bloody square meters it is.
What a
fucking load of
bullshit.
Which is stupid. But things are pretty normal here, and people aren't wearing masks, so that's pretty normal. Unless there's some local place that says that some place where specifically there's been an agreement that people will do it voluntarily, so you don't have to do that.
The problem is, though, aren't they? They're just conceding the... they think that they're virtue signalling while wearing them in some places, I think.
Yeah, yeah, well, there's that. But, yeah, well... I was out today.
Yeah, I didn't see one retard. I was out today, and I didn't see one retard today. So I call them retards, people who wear masks.
But speaking of Australia Day, I just hid away on Australia Day and had a rest. I didn't actually like do much go out with everybody and have barbecues and all that sort of things.
I've never done that. Never.
Yeah,
I'm a Kiwi.
Yeah, that's right. did you hear about that? Oh, that's interesting. It was in Alabama or in the South somewhere in America. There's some. A football team or something that won or something, and they had some lockdown, but it was just like packed like sardines, all these people out celebrating. I thought, yeah. I don't know, it was somewhere in the South. I don't know. It wasn't Texas. I think it was Louisiana. I don't know. Or Alabama. I don't know. Something like that.
Look,
and there's people
overall,
out there just on
everything.
The street. Because the sport fanaticism. Sport fanaticism. You couldn't keep
religion.
It down.
No, of course.
Well, apparently the Super Bowl this year is being played to an empty stadium again. Fucking.
Because of social distance, the players, Rollo, are they called the Superb Owl? That's how you pronounce it. Super Bowl is Superb Owl.
Okay,
that's the way you pronounce it.
Where are you going with this?
I'm going straight to Alex Jones and his invasion of
Alex Jones.
The secret ceremony they have with the giant owl.
Moloch and cremation of care.
Well, you can spell Super Bowl or Superb Owl in the same phonetic. So good. Anyway, keep going. Sorry, I interrupted.
I used to love watching the Super Bowls back when our big Australian American was alive. What was his name?
Donnie Sutherland,
the American guy, you know,
He
used to do an Australian TV show back in the 70s.
American Jewish singer that became a huge talkback hero in Australia.
I just can't fucking
I'm telling you, my memory, I reckon they're either spraying something or... It can't be alcohol.
Hey, Wayfarer, what's in your hand? Yeah. Are you drinking tonight?
Oh, no, I don't. I've drunk all my whiskey.
What type of whiskey do you drink?
I don't buy grog that often because... I can't afford to be on the pitch.
Don Lane, you're talking about.
Don Lane, thank you. Oh, keep going, Wayfarer.
So anyway, I just don't have anything in my. I was thinking about grabbing a brandy. I think that's my wife's cooking brandy.
Oh, brandy.
So,
yeah.
I had some of that on my Christmas pudding.
I had some brandy when I set my Christmas pudding. Are we allowed to say Christmas anymore?
And then you managed to finish it off while you're drinking tequila and vodka in the same night and fell off the chair and smashed. Yeah, that was hilarious.
My ribs have come good since. Yeah.
hey, Rick, what do you reckon about all this all the stuff happening in Holland with all the
protests,
the riots and everything?
We need someone on the ground there.
Yeah, it'd be good to have someone on the ground because you wonder about if there's an agenda to kind of like just create more and more havoc and use it as an excuse to kind of like rubbish anyone who's in opposition to the whole agenda, you know, because the burning down of COVID, one of the testing centres and stuff like that.
The thing is, though, that we don't understand how bad it could be to be locked down when you're in a winter country. Because we're living in, you know, let's just be honest here, in literal paradise. Because our winters, you can still wear a short and go for a swim.
And also you and I, we don't live in an apartment, so we're not locked into a box.
No, exactly. You know. To be locked down at my house would be doing me a big favour because there's so much I need to do. And I've got a backyard. I've got fucking, you know...
Your house is so awesome, Rick.
Yeah, but I've got lots of things.
And you love it here too. Look where I am. I'm in paradise.
I know you are. You are. You're on the best street, and you're in the worst. Not the worst house, but you're in the best street in your area. Yeah. Guaranteed. Yeah. It's a beautiful area. Yeah, absolutely beautiful. Every time I drive there, I go far out, man. Look at these houses. It reminds me of Double Bay in Sydney or in Canberra where all the in Canberra you've got all those
I can't say that I'm a huge fan of Canberra. It seems a bit sterile.
I love it. No, I love Canberra. I'm a big fan, but where all the diplomatic houses are, there's a certain area in Canberra where the embassies are. That's what where Rollo lives. Where Rollo lives is exactly the same. Big.
You mean like Mugger Lane? You mean like Mugger Lane, where all the God.
Yeah,
seriously,
yeah,
with the really old oaks and everything. And
exactly. Where Rollo lives, he's got in his street ex-mayors, rich people live in that street. Very, very wealthy. His next door neighbor's a dentist, for God's sake. I mean, you know, work it out. You know, dentists aren't poor.
The house prices aren't ridiculous like they are in Balmain, where your father's house. But he's sold for 1.2. I think mine's worth about, a couple of licks of pay from you, Rick, we might get about 800, maybe a mil.
Listen, that street and that where you are, because no one can build out in front of you. You've got national park, so you've got trees. That's why it's a tree house. So it's
don't worry, man. I'm never leaving. I drove the Celica down to get some wine for tonight, and I was driving back, and a guy yelled out at me, "How much? How much, man? I want to buy it." I go, "It's not for sale, mate."
Yeah. No, you're an exclusive area, and you've got an exclusive car. Let me tell you now that what was it? The yellow
the canary,
canary yellow Celica. Not a bad car. Not a bad car.
She's purring like a pussycat.
Yeah. Beautiful.
So
beautiful.
Let's move on. Wayfarer, have you ever heard of a guy called Dave Cullen?
Oh, yes, I think so.
I think I heard it from a guy
called Rollo.
Yeah, Computing Forever.
Who's that?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so he's been kicked off YouTube, and his latest, how is this a thing? Oh, my goodness. If we can work
but
it
everyone's,
out.
But everyone's disappearing from YouTube. Everyone's disappearing from YouTube and going
anything
to YouTube. Like everything, almost everything that I've sort of tracked from now and then is just they're putting links to BitChute and...
Yeah, BitChute's the future.
But also there's all sorts of other kind of like platforms I've never, you know, that are just popping up all over the place, like Library got
removed.
Telegram.
Did Library
got canned off Apple today, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
What about that Parler that was against
it's
going
gone,
against
gone,
Twitter?
Gone,
is that really,
gone.
That's gone.
Gone.
There's another one that starts with an A that eludes me. Another video sharing site. I can't remember what it is, but anyway.
All you need to know is FakoTube, and Brand YouTube is pretty good too.
It's true.
I was watching Jeff Berwick down in Mexico with his dog Lucy. I mean, that guy, he cheers me up every time I watch him. He's
fantastic.
He's talking about 2020 and how Bitcoin has been very good to him and he doesn't have to.
Well, do you think though he might be? Do you think he might be a Bitcoin shill? Because that could go south as well. You know, you got to watch out for all of these digital currencies that they're flogging online. You know, you're basically dealing with something electronic that can be deleted with a press of the button. So,
I haven't bought into it, but
neither have I.
I just like people, even though we're in paradise here in Australia. Let's get back to what Wayfarer was talking about, those pots and pans and people being
pissed off
in lockdown up there in Europe.
I know you said there's our Aussie friend in Italy, and what's it, Critical Thinker, isn't it? He's
Critical Thinker.
In Italy. Like, because I saw videos of people in Italy who, against the lockdown, had opened up their restaurants, and people were going in there specifically with the purpose of spending as much money as they can. That's the way it looked to me. And they were definitely making their presence felt. And when the cops turned up at the door, everyone's like rubbishing them and shouting freedom and liberty and friendship.
I totally believe that's true. Totally believe that.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's real. Like, as far as, you know, Fakeology is concerned, I think that's a real thing. And, you know, like, if you check on a few different social media platforms, you see these things popping up, and you know it's you know we sort of know that the mainstream media is like it's you know it's all over the script thing, but
yep.
the you know when
not,
it comes to social media, you do have people that get deleted, like you know that fight that you and Rollo saw. Yes. It was on Facebook, the one in the park, the one that got you into trouble with.
Yes.
I won't say who. Sorry about that. I was busy that day and I left you. I left you in the lurch. Anyway, that just got deleted. You know, like things just getting deleted off of Facebook all the time. You can't comment.
Oh, man,
I don't really use Facebook. It's to me, it's really, really boring. It's just a very boring thing.
I removed myself off Facebook because it was just absolutely destroying my, I was just stressing me. Let me tell you this, and anyone listening, if there's anyone out there listening, do yourself a favour.
You're listening. We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
LXG33.
I'm Rachel.
Konoku.
I'm Original Simulant.
Robbie Parker.
Oh, this is Phil Hallahan.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
Look.
Woo!
Look, Velocet is a genius.
Is it Velocet's new one?
Is a genius. Yeah. I'm not going to say anything else.
Okay.
100%. 100%. He's a genius. 100%.
Keep going, Rick. What were you
going to
tell
me? Oh, man. Listen. On the way up to my salubrious house, which isn't that salubrious, today, I listened to... Because I've gone right through... Because Ab said, listen to IPS, you'll love them. And I said, well, let me tell you now, I do. I don't trust 100%, but he's fan-fucking-tastic. It's not him, it's the people that listen to him that ring him, that are, like, you've got Lynn Ertel on today on the latest one. Listen to it, you're going to get blown away. It's just fantastic stuff. Anyway,
can you send me the link? I sent you the link to the latest Sky News' take on COVID-19. I don't know who that new guy is.
But anyway, Rollo, he was
ripping at a new one.
Right, listen to this. And anyone listening to this, go back to, I think it's January 25th or 26th, but I think it's the 25th of January 2020, and he has an open phone show. So if the 25th is open phones, go for that. If it's the 26th, go for that one. About 10 minutes in, a guy, African-American, rings up and he's off his head because he's stressed and he's having a nervous breakdown. And he does, I think, about 25 to 30 minutes raving about, because he's a paid Facebook moderator that went on there to, he was being paid $15 an hour by Facebook to watch all this bullshit that was being pumped out on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And he spills the beans, even though he clearly says he's on a, what does he say, NVD, or it's like a you're not allowed to...
Non-disclosure agreement.
He's NDA. Yeah. He keeps saying NDA all the time. He can't say everything, but he said he's seen a friend of his commit suicide or die in the building he was on. He said that they're pumping out the shit and they're getting paid $15 now to watch. And he said that all of the things he's been made to watch, and he named it New Zealand shooting, and we know about that, including all that. He said it's all fake. He said Nipsey Hussle, fake. All of these things, because he said he's had to be there analysing it, getting paid $15 an hour. But what he said that the guys that are running the operation in Facebook was an Indian company that had previously been based in Guantanamo Bay in... And he said they're Indian and they're running on a car. He said the attitude that he picked up on them is that they're like a car system, which is India, runs on a car system. Be told, white people are not racist. Chinese and Indians and Asians generally are. They do not like certain races. And
right.
He absolutely has I can listen to him and I trusted what he was saying and I understood that he was having a nervous breakdown basically because what he's seen and the treatment that he's been given he said that they're all suffering. And if you go back and watch Clockwork Orange, the movie that Stanley Kubrick did, which shows you what they did with the main protagonist actor. They make him, they force feed
Malcolm McDowell.
Malcolm McDowell. They force feed Malcolm McDowell violent images, and he cracks up and just goes into a catatonic state. That's what they're doing. And he said, this is what they're doing. Facebook is being used as a weapon, using the same techniques as they're doing the gaming, which my kids are using right now in those various rooms they're in. These computer games.
That's how Velocet, Joel, got his nickname.
Got his name, from the drug.
Velocet is the, is the drug, like the Soma type thing,
There's three types.
That's a great film.
It is a great movie. Stanley Kubrick. Anyway, but this interview that IPS allows this guy just to rant and rave because he's having a break. I can hear he's having a breakdown. He's not faking it. He's having a break and trying to explain what I know, but I can't tell you this. But this is happening, and I urge anyone that wants to get into a good story, go back and listen to that.
Can you post that when you find it into the live stream show notes?
Okay, I shall do. Yeah, I'll do it. I'll probably do that tomorrow. I don't know if I'll bother doing it now. But
that's okay. Tomorrow's fine. Yeah. I said I'd, that 22 and a half hour chat that we did. And by the way, the audio quality on that was superb. I think we've come back better when it comes to the audio quality.
Yeah, we built
that
back better.
A little bit of it.
After
bloody Discord kicked Ab off, and Benoit and Belisette.
Now, while I'm on about what I've listened to recently, Ab and Marcus Allen, their latest chat, highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. Very good. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, John LeBond was on there talking.
Okay. Actually, Rick, just getting back to about Facebook, like the problem that Facebook's got is that young people don't use it. They just don't use it. So they've tried to...
What the young people are using is their sequel. So Facebook has got, what's the one, the photographs?
Instagram.
Instagram. It's Facebook. So it's
I know. They own it now, but... I was going to say, they are trying to integrate themselves with TikTok because so many people are just going away from that kind of, that Facebook kind of media. And Instagram's really slow compared to TikTok. Like, you know what you're
TikTok's
saying about,
immediate.
Like...
TikTok's immediate.
It's ridiculous. It's a crazy media. It does something weird to you. The scrolling thing does something weird to your brain. Like you're saying about the Clockwork Orange effect of, the catatonic state. Like my kids actually got it, and they had it for the summer, and two of my daughters, they actually deleted it because they said it's making me crazy. They said taking up more of my time, and it's making me insane. That's the sort of they didn't say it in so many words, but that's what they're saying is I'm just worried about what it's doing to my consciousness or something like that.
Let me tell you right now, on Tuesday or Wednesday, I took my youngest to the dentist. And in the dentist waiting room, they've got a TV screen in there playing Fox News and Fox Sports. Mm. And I was sitting in there watching it because that's the only time I do not watch TV. I will not watch TV at all unless I'm... Anyway, I was watching it, and next thing you know, in between a sporting event, they played a maybe 40-second advert for Fox Sport, and it flashes images and patterns in front of your eyes. And I turned away, and I said to my son, I said, don't look, it's definitely using a flash, like an image and flash technique that's definitely hypnotizing or putting...
You don't have epilepsy or anything like that, do you, Rick?
But I'm aware of watching something that's flashing in front of me, and the image for this, it's basically an advert that they screen in between Fox Sports, in between the subject that I just talked about, soccer, and they go to that. And what it is flashing in the same way as I know for a fact that hypnotists can use to reprogram you or put things into your brain. And I would say that all the games, all the games that kids are watching on their Xbox and PlayStations, and all the sports channels are using the same technique, and they are numbing you or dumbing you one way or another via this technique of flashing symbols and lights in front of you. And so it's a thing. And yes, I'm a conspiracy theorist, and I'm proudly a conspiracy theorist.
We understand that.
Something's going on. Anyway,
you did enjoy that latest, I'm not talking about Fox Sports, but the new Sky Australia, which is still owned by Rupert Murdoch.
Yes.
I sent it to you, and it was a great rip on COVID-19 He's up there with Alan Jones and how much he hates
unfortunately,
the guy too.
Unfortunately, Rollo, if you're watching these same channels that are on, you know, Sky or B Sky B in London and all these other ones, they're flashing and keeping people dumbed down via the TV screens. Definitely. Because that's the only way I can explain how dumb people are. When I have a conversation with someone that's in finance and they've never heard of Klaus Schwab. People in business and they've never heard of, or architects have never heard of.
Can I make a suggestion? A new guy, a relatively new, young English man called Hugo Talks. H-U-G-O Talks. It's a great YouTube. If you guys want to hear. And the guy goes through all that stuff that's going on, you know, the protests in Europe, you know, against the lockdown.
What I'm saying, though, the problem is if you're watching these mainstream, or not mainstream, sorry, alternative
not mainstream.
Type on anything that's involved with a computer, they are definitely using techniques to numb you or dumb you down
absolutely.
Via the screen.
Absolutely, and that's absolutely right, and of course it's right, but I was just going to say that, you know, years ago I saw on TV, this is when I had a TV, like over 20 years ago, there was someone commenting on how the length of the sound bites has reduced on during the news and during current affair programs and things,
yeah.
And famous people speak. And so they used to be like, I don't know, it was an average of like 9 seconds or whatever the hell it was or something. But then it's like 5 seconds or 3 seconds, right? And that just shows you that is the attention span. But it is part of the dumbing down, the other side of the coin is the dumbing down, right? Because people can't, so not only do they not have an opportunity to put different concepts together in their own mind, but they're not presented with them either. You know?
No, it's right. So, and they use the Simpsons was a classic example when they brought the Simpsons out. If you watch the Simpsons, it's jump cuts, basically. So you watch it, say you go to see a movie like Saving Private Ryan, they use jump cut techniques. So just as you get to see something, you see something else. You know, it's like you're being bashed around the head subliminally, literally. So you're not actually getting all these different images into your head. Simpsons is a classic example of that technique as well. So it's a show which I enjoy the Simpsons and think it's funny.
Especially the early stuff. The early stuff.
But they use the same technique of visual. It's a visual language. It's basically subliminal language that you can't see. Your subconscious can see it, though. And that's the problem. So you're getting these images flashed in front of you.
I hear what you're saying. The early Simpsons, it had a common theme through the whole show, whereas the latest, it just basically became, you know, where can we get a gag here, gag there. And then not American Dad, what was it called? Family Guy. The Seth MacFarlane ones. I couldn't cope with those. I liked off the wall stuff like Ren and Stimpy and things like that. You know,
I was a big fan of that. But I would rather watch a Flintstones episode than anything.
Hanna-Barbera with Mel Blanc. Yeah.
That would have been weaponized back in its day as well, you know, the Flintstones.
Yeah, well, they were promoting Winston cigarettes in the ad breaks in the 60s.
And joining the Masons, basically, you know.
That's right, the Buffalo Club or whatever.
The Water Buffalo Club. So it was all there.
Yeah.
And credit cards and lots of...
Do you know Frank? I'm pretty sure Frank Welker is still alive, the guy that did the voices. Yeah,
I don't think so.
Oh, pass away? I mean, we all have to do it, but there you go.
Yeah, but
I might be thinking of Scooby-Doo. Sorry, Frank Welker played Fred.
Fred and Scooby-Doo.
I remember when Mel Blanc died. I loved his voice work. I mean, you love doing voices too.
Rick, you know, like you and I grew up in the era where kids would go to school, right, and they come home, and then there'd be cartoons and all sorts of crap on after school, right?
The Huckleberry Hound Show.
That was like the elementary like level of brainwashing. But now with social media and smartphones and screens everywhere and algorithms and AI running to try and optimize everything, it's a whole new level of like sensitivity to how they can manipulate through industrial psychology. You know, it's a whole new...
They know that. But where and look, here's me being Mr. You know, I know about this, I know about that, but there's a... At least...
You're in the same... We're all in the same boat.
At least
we're all rearranging the furniture on the Titanic here at the moment. So
well, no, it's
okay.
Not so much that though. But look, I'm allowing and paying for Xbox, PlayStation updates on my credit card for these two sons of mine that are in there now, listening and watching. And I just can see there's not much you can do about it, to be honest, unless you don't want to be part of this brainwash. And if you don't want to be part of a brainwash, you need to switch off all mainstream media, and I mean all mainstream media, not just your TV, your radio, and YouTube, and your computer games and stuff like that, because they're utilising these techniques to kind of keep you in a catonic state,
that's right.
I would say. Mm.
Yeah. I'm sorry, it's just too addictive. I'd have to go to a retreat or something. You know, when Johnny Cash got addicted to heroin or,
Johnny Cash was a speed pill, you know, a speed...
Whatever addiction, I'll get it. If I've got access to it, you watch.
Have you been told you've got an addictive personality role or something?
Only slightly, mate. I got addicted to John Laws there for a while, and I couldn't stop calling him. And
we got some great collabs. We got some great audio out of your John Laws addiction. About that. Yeah, but
he's still with us, isn't he?
Otherwise, you'd be in tears, crying onto the TV screen.
I'd mourn his loss, like I would mourn anyone's loss. Yeah.
But
that's
the
beauty of life.
Hey, different subject. Do you put a bet on the Olympics going ahead or no? You think yes or no? Do you think it's going
I'd say yes. I reckon yes. And you know why I say yes? Because I really, really do believe that now that they've got rid of Trump, they're going to roll out, easing off all this stuff to try and normalise, because I think a lot of people have been waking up and getting angry about this lockdown and masks, especially.
I disagree. I say no.
I say no.
Not until Klaus Schwab has his wet dream
The wet dream doesn't come into pass basically till 2030. So they've got another 9 years or nine. Or 8.9 years of getting what they want. So they're not going to take a risk of having people waking up and having riots and smashing things. At the moment, They might. That might happen in 2025.
So let's be specific here, Wayfarer. When are they planning to have? Yeah, because they put the Olympics on hold for a year.
I thought it was the middle of the year. It's the middle of the year in the summer, year. Japanese summer. Yep. I'll just have a look. I heard on the radio that the AIS, said that they're saying to the Australian athletes, it's going ahead, it's going to happen. Even though there is rumours apparently from Japan, no one really said who, where or what, that it's not going to happen or it might not happen. Now, this might be this whole kind of like just messing with you kind of thing going on, you know. Well, it's just a rumor, and then it becomes true, you know. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Is it, you know,
well,
you can go, you can't go, you can get on, oh, the border's closed, the border's open. This
have
message,
you heard,
it's just,
oh, have a you listen know? To, have a listen to the latest show with Ab and Marcus Allen, and Marcus Allen very, very accurately brings up the Nudge book written by Obama's offsider back in the day about how it's, you know, one step forward, two steps back, one step forward.
Right.
You know, like, give, you know, oh, hold on.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on the
television. And you go and buy McDonald's, which is what he was eating.
That has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Exactly. It's Saturday, the 29th of January, 2021. You're here with Rick and Rollo and Wayfarer.
And Wayfarer.
And Rick worked on that film with Lawrence Fishburne. What a great film.
July 23rd to August the 8th, 2021. That's when it's scheduled to run.
Yeah, look,
so
look,
it's Japanese
summer. I reckon it's going to happen.
And
the reason why I say it's going to happen is that they are rolling back. You've seen where they've said that the PCR tests have been, they've ordered them from the WHO to don't do as many cycles so that, you know, we get more negative tests.
Yep.
So they can say,
from what I hear, you now have to have a Johnson's baby bud shoved up your arsehole. They're doing anal swab. Yeah.
Anal swab up your clacker. Up your clacker.
Up your clacker.
But now, I'll say this. Last year, about the same time as we are now, back in January 2020, anal swabs were going to be used for children. They weren't going to use the PCR nasal test for children. They were going to use anal swabs. That was a big, big story. And I kept going on about it. And then it disappeared. And then I had to go back and search to find out where I got that information from. And so I think they gave it to us as a, you know how they feed you a little, they give you a little bit of info and then they pull it back and they give it back again. So now all of a sudden...
What can they get away with?
How
can they humiliate or
normalize? When you get arrested and you get sent, you have to go to jail, you have to succumb to very invasive tests before they let you into the prison, right? So it's bend over, let's look up your ass.
Oh, good luck.
You know, that's literally what they do, right? Not that it's happened to me, but I understand it's a thing. And it's basically humiliation, and that's what, if they wanted this to be a nice thing that they weren't humiliating, they'd just say, look, just do a lick test to see if you've got COVID-19. Lick this stick like you do when you've got a drug test. But no, they've given you the one up the nose is absolutely painful.
Oh, God.
I mean, you stick your finger up your nose now. It hurts. But the anal swab is straight out of maximum security prison. So they're doing this deliberately as a humiliation ritual. Humiliation to make
going
you
in dry. Not even lubed. They're going in dry.
That, exactly, yeah. Yeah.
That is so... you're so right, but also...
Yeah.
It's that, you know how you think, when you think of humor and comedy, you think, what's the kind of like lowest and most elementary form of comedy? It's toilet humor, right? Fart jokes, all that sort of thing, right?
But
also, you know, I think the two stupidest things, absolutely hands down about the whole COVID thing is anal swab that gets that stupid feel, kind of stupid vibe thing, sure. But what about bloody testing the sewage for COVID-19? Are you kidding me? Sewage. Like, any old bunch of shit in there. How could someone possibly believe that this is vaguely scientific? Only that says everything to me about how far people have been dumbed down. That is just absolutely stupidest thing.
Back to what I just said before, the dumbing down is coming from staring at a black cube or hexagon, whatever the black rectangle. You know, you've got your screen. You're staring at it. There are things that are going into your brain that you've got no idea. And the classic example is the fact that we're not going, I'm not sticking that up my nose, or you're sticking it up my ass. I mean, it's like, come on. I mean, these are being deliberately used just to see how stupid we are and what we'll put up with.
Either it's testing the waters or it's mockery. You know, it's mockery.
I think it's mockery. And it's just so that what they've been saying at the top when they're having their round table meetings, they're going, get this one. We'll try this one on them. We'll just see how fucking stupid they are. Take this anal swab, pore swab.
What's it called? Testing the waters. See what we're going to do now, the monkeys.
And that's why I go back to that IPS, the interview with this guy who's absolutely having a breakdown saying, this is what's coming. You got to understand that Facebook is, utilising techniques that are hypnotising you and conditioning you, and that's what he says. He lets some stuff out. So you've got to listen to the whole interview, and it goes on for about an hour. It's very frustrating because the guy's having a breakdown. But what he says is that Facebook and all these other net things are absolutely utilising techniques.
Yeah, social media.
Indian psychologists that have been working with the American military and that believe in a caste system, they care about no one other than themselves. That's what you've got to understand. That's why I say there's a big agenda. It's coming out of India, not Jerusalem, not fucking London, not Rome. It's coming out of India.
This has got nothing to do with race.
It's not race. It's about caste.
I wouldn't have believed. If you'd asked me a year ago, Rick, that I saw this coming, I did not see what 2021 brought us.
You know why? Because we were given this little, ugly little inbred demon from Sweden as our arch enemy, Greta. And they knew how terrifying she was and how obvious that she was. And so we were all looking over there when they came around with the right hook. We were looking to the left and they came around with the right hook and smacked us underneath the chin and knocked us out. Yeah. That's what they did.
She loves it. She's autistic.
Forget about her. She was just used to condition us look over there. While they were having their event 201.
Yeah, magic trick. It was
a magic trick, but it's like, look over there, and then they come around with a right hook, bang, and you're gone, because you look to the left. You're looking over there, especially, and funnily enough, the left, we were looking at that side, and they came and got us there, but you were also given...
And that's why we've got retards. That's why we've got retards in Sydney, all masked up, calling Avi Yemeni a Nazi. How could you call Avi Yemeni a Nazi?
They've listened to the mainstream media, followed their instructions.
It's so
they were given subliminally.
So disappointing. Yeah.
Back in a moment, guys.
You're right. Wait for it. Take your time.
The
disappointment levels I have, especially older people that are supposed to have wisdom and live their lives. They're all clockwork.
Gone. They're gone.
They're gone.
So we are.
That's why I appreciate Saturday nights with Rick and Rollo and whoever else. People like Wayfarer, and especially Velocet, who does all the hard work and.
Let's just go on about those new bumpers. I didn't know what
you were unmute.
I didn't know what you were talking about, saying you'd done new bumpers, but those are fantastic.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
And let's not forget about johnlebon.com, who did a terrific show on, what was it? I watched something last week. It was this week that he'd knocked out. And, yeah, I think fantastic. I mean, look, we're at the state now.
Look, there are a lot of people. I'm not huge with John Le Bon. I'm not huge with Marcus Allen, and but
I don't care about anyone as you know as being. You know, I don't rave about anyone, but you've got to be. You've got to find the common denominator, and do you trust Cobain? No, then get on with that person. You know what I mean? Like that's asking, do you believe the Earth's flat or triangular shaped or banana shaped?
I sent you. What did I send you today? A new podcast I've been listening to. It's called Strangeland. I sent it to you. Juliet Hume. And now Sam Neill was in it. It was your mate Peter Jackson that did it. It was called Heavenly Creatures. Twins.
Can you reiterate, when they say your mate, you mean someone that's from New Zealand? Because I've never met the man.
Someone from New Zealand, you know, like Sam Neill, Peter Jackson, New Zealanders. Yeah. It's just like Morrison. How do I say it again?
Peter Jackson, as far as I'm concerned, can go fuck it. No, you can go fuck
Well, that's all right.
He was another one that, like, look, there's a bands I can't stand, right? Pearl Jam, one. I knew as soon as I heard that band, I knew Eddie Vedder, what a wanker. And he and Peter Jackson and, what's his name, the actor from the pirate movie, Johnny Depp, all came out and supported the murderer that killed the kids, as far as I'm concerned, the West Memphis 3 guy, who I always thought, this guy is fucking bad news, you know. He's a Crowley nutcase. And anyone that's in the Crowley, I've got no time for. The guy was a nutcase. No, it's not a nutcase. He's malicious and genuinely powerful. And when the West Memphis 3...
I don't know what you're talking about there.
Okay, Rollo, don't interrupt then. The West Memphis 3 was a famous murder case in I think it was near Texas or whatever, West Memphis, obviously.
Mm.
And they found three kids that were being, you know, systematically brutalized and murdered and floated in water and all these satanic type things. They got the three of them and were jailed, and that one was in jail. I think the whole lot of them were in jail for like 13 or 14 years. And they only got saved via Peter Jackson, Johnny Depp, and a guy from Pearl Jam, Eddie Vedder. They came out and financed his court case, and he got off. And if you watch the movies, you think, yeah, he was robbed. These guys never admitted they were not guilty. They all pleaded guilty. As far as I'm concerned, were guilty, and they're all Satanists. And I saw an interview with the main guy from the West Memphis 3, who's roaming around covered in OTO tattoos. And I thought, the way he was being interviewed, he said, I've got to put on my dark glasses. And they said, why are you going to put them on? And he goes, because I don't like the light. And I thought, that cunt's fucking guilty straight away. I'm talking about 15 years ago that I saw that.
Yeah, that's right.
And anyway, Peter Jackson is definitely a Satanist, I would say. That's my view, legally.
I think the guy is... I liked his early stuff, his horror stuff.
Forget about how good he is. Look, just because you're a good director doesn't mean you're a cunt. And the guy is, as far as I'm concerned.
You're not same a cunt, same with
Johnny Depp. Great actor. No, actually, I don't think he's a great actor. I think he's another one that's over.
He based that Captain Jack Sparrow character on, I can't remember
Keith Richards.
Exactly, but...
Keith Richards.
Yeah. I like the first one. I just... you worked on The Matrix with Keanu.
But just because someone's in a good movie doesn't mean they're a good person. I think... Basically,
Johnny Depp is a guy who's fake in every way possible. Like, he's had that many hair transplants. That, you have a look at his hair. Well, look, his hair's fake.
I'm sorry. I've got a soft spot for him. I really do.
Like what?
Since I first saw him in, what was it, A Nightmare on Elm Street when he was a little teenager, and then he did 21 Jump Street. And,
terrible,
and then after
terrible,
that,
terrible,
he, you know, when he worked
woeful,
with Vincent
woeful,
Price on, what was it, Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, you know, well, good, just because he's
I just have a soft spot, but my wife, if Johnny Depp was in the room, would sit
Rollo,
on his face and wriggle.
Rollo, you keep saying the same line about sitting on the face and wriggle.
But it's true, I mean,
anyone, you meet the guy's a creep. His hair is fake. He's fake. He's just a bullshit artist. He's a Satanist, and he's been living...
For Christ's sake, give him a break.
No. He's an influencer. That's what he is, an influencer. He influences people.
Look, the guy has got a drinking problem, so he marries Amber Heard, who could have easily hooked up with Elon Musk. But she went with Johnny Depp, and then cut his finger off. And took a shit in his bed, and then now she's
said.
Suddenly
I,
the
I don't
she's the
that.
Oh my god, I'd, you know.
I'd rather
you know
look the guy is anyone aligned with the West Memphis Three, as far as I'm concerned, isn't worth urinating on.
Again, I've got to look into
or
that.
Or setting on fire.
I know nothing about it, but
leave
the kids alone. Hey,
horrific,
like Pink Floyd said. Yeah, leave the kids alone. Anyway,
if anyone's still listening after our conversation,
what I will
recommend is listening to the podcast from what's his name does the it's called the Media Monarchy podcast. He is James Evan Pilato, who is the offsider of James lives in Japan. Fantastic. Can't remember his name. James Corbett. Sorry.
Yeah.
My memory comes back. It just takes me about 3 seconds.
You're right.
It's because I'm 57 this year. 57. Anyway, James Evan Pilato's Media Monarchy show and his music show called Pump Up the Volume, which comes straight afterwards, is fantastic. And look, I'm not saying, he's a nukes, he believes in nukes, so, you know, you take that with a grain of nuclear poison, but it's good stuff, really good stuff, and he plays some good stuff, and he actually knows a fair bit about a lot of stuff, so I like that show. That's a hard thing. I mean, everyone's perfect, not everyone's going to be a fakeologist and say that, you know, nukes are fake, and, you know, this is fake, and that's fake.
But also, people have to earn a dollar. So, you know, if you say that nukes, there are some things that will definitely alienate 90% of your listenership.
Nukes are fake.
Things like nukes are fake is a big one because people say
they love them.
Yeah.
They love them. Yeah. They think that this is so fantastic.
Hey, Wayfarer, let me ask you this question: if you knew no one was listening, it was just us three talking on, and no one was listening. And you know, people. Well, there are a couple hundred people who listen to this.
Here's a couple, yeah.
And I think there's people.
Would it make a difference to what you say? And look, the new thing has been debunked so much.
Well, it's just that, you know, like people like James Corbett. He's got he lives off of his media production services, right? He's probably got a great place in Western Japan. I mean, I'd love to. He's probably got a nice place there. And, you know, whatever you want to say about him,
he
has to survive on it.
Yeah.
He has to survive on it. And, you know this, I mean, if you talk all the truth, you're going to have no income.
All right, guys, I'm going to have to stop you there because we're going to have to do a. Raid Shadow Legends. Now, Raid Shadow Legends is a great game. I'm only joking.
What?
I'm not sponsored. Do you understand?
Actually, you know, talking...
Or Manscaped. I'm being sponsored by Manscaped.
Oh, right.
I don't think James Corbett. James Corbett doesn't actually blog any.
Doesn't do ads during the show. No, he's, look, I got no problem with him at all.
Even though he does flog the nuke thing and that, you know, nuke bombs are real, but I have heard him being grilled by someone in Poland when he was doing a speaking tour, and he kind of says, "Yeah, maybe it's fake." You know, he wasn't sure. But that isn't coming across.
He's a fence sitter, is he? He's a fence sitter. But look,
his stuff on COVID is par excellence, fantastic. He really does do good stuff. So I've got no problem. Yeah.
When it comes to me, also, I'm black and white. There's no shades of grey with me. I'm black or white. Like, yeah. If it's real also, or fake. 9/11. Real or fake? Fake.
Yeah. Fake.
Yeah. Fake. Fake. Okay. No planes.
But he does really good historical stuff, like I think has been alluded on these audio chats before. Things like the one on the Rockefellers and oil. I thought that was his best.
Oh, awesome.
You're listening to another hour.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
Thank you. Saturday the 29th of January 2021. You're here with Rick and Rollo and Wayfarer. So you can go on, mate.
Yeah, just about the nuke thing. Like, you know, you've probably heard all sorts of theories about what actually goes on in a nuclear power plant. Is it a current dump because they've got to keep, you know, something like that or whatever? But, you know, you can't just walk into these places and, like, ask questions freely. Like, the security must be really, really tight. Like, I saw on the Type Chat, Silverbeam was talking about satellite laser tracking station. It's literally my backyard. Like, I could drive there in 15 minutes, right? I could just drive there. Mm-hmm. But it's NASA. Like, they're just not going to let me in. I mean, I could, you know, just imagine if I could walk in and say, "Hi, guys, what's going on? What are you up to today?" You know, no. That's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
I can literally almost, you know, if I had a balloon, I could, and went straight up from my house, I could see it, you know. And then, in fact, there was a fire in the Oral Valley where it is, just earlier on in 2020, when in the summertime. There was a fire in the valley, but I think it's up on the hill somewhere. So, you know, I just can't go there. We can't go to these places and get in. But I'm fascinated about what does happen in a nuclear power plant. What is actually going on inside, you know?
I reckon Ab's right about the power dump. You know, it's just feeding back to what's not used is sent back to a base and they dump it in water and heat the water up and steam comes out.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I kind of think that kind of suits the circuits.
You know, you have to check the circuits. You'd have to go through and say, like, "Oh, there's a turbine here, and this is here, and this that." You'd have to have like a blueprint kind of thing of all the circuits and what's going in and out of what, right? You know, like I know some basic electronics and know that, you know, just because you see something over there and you see another thing over there, you don't know where the power's going or coming. You don't know where, you know, you wouldn't know unless you've got actually the circuit diagram in front of you. So it's kind of like one of those questions.
So what are you saying, Wayfarer? You want the blueprint?
Well, you know, if the power's coming from the grid, if the power's coming from the grid and being dumped into some sort of system to create steam or something, well, we would know unless we actually saw the circuit, the real circuit diagram, and there might be a fake one. There might be a fake circuit diagram, right? Like you have two ledgers in the old school. You know, like dodgy accounting days, you have a real one and you have the dodgy one. The bookie has the real one and the dodgy one, right? It's the same thing. It'd be really easy just to have two circuit diagrams, one with the power going one way and one going the other, right? So instead of the power coming from the pool full of all the uranium and everything, it was actually going into the pool, heating it up, creating steam, and, you know, just dumping power. That could quite easily be done. I could see that. That could quite easily be a thing. And, you know, if you charge the government or whoever it is for this thing, you know, they're very expensive things to make. So someone's making some money out of it, right? But how that whole thing pulled up is a lot of collusion. Probably just as much, or if not more, than the whole thing, the 9/11. That's a big thing, you know? I'm interested in that.
Yeah.
Like, how would it happen? But I'm never going to be... You'd have to have you'd have to really be on the inside to understand that one, if you ask me, you know?
Yeah, I think so. I'll just go with Nukes, the whole fair porn thing, and even the production that Rollo's had a run-in with, Nukes the Fake guy.
Oh, yeah, Jesse War.
Jesse War. And the fact the surname is War, I mean, that was a bit suspicious.
It's spelled W-A-U-G-H.
Whatever.
You mean like, as in Evelyn War, the writer?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, the footage to me looked completely and utterly fake. And I had a thing about Nuke being a fake thing way back before I had any understanding of what... the footage from Lookout Mountain that was all produced up at Lookout Mountain in LA back in the day. I think if there was such a thing as a nuclear bomb, they'd never use it anyway, because these guys are money people and they like real estate. And why would they destroy something that you couldn't go on for 20,000 years if, you know, it just was a lot.
The elite don't want radioactive fallout and
exactly.
Fear porn at the highest level.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
and
that Pripyat, you know, where that Chernobyl thing happened in 1980.
Fake, totally fake.
And we all bought into it, but
Well. Some of us are, some of us aren't, but that's basically what it's all about.
Yeah.
Not us. So I'm glad we talked earlier, because there's no way I'm going to be up here talking in the next half an hour, let me tell you quietly.
I'm going to go grab something to eat, I think. I haven't eaten anything, so...
Tell us, what do you eat? A nice, big, thick gammon steak?
I had my steak tartare this morning.
I'm having one, let me tell you.
Yeah, I'm really a lefty vegan.
I'm a lefty vegan.
Rollo, do you even have dairy? Do you even have dairy? Or eggs?
I gotta admit, I do like a cheesy vegetarian pizza.
Okay, that's good.
Vegetarian.
That's good
at the
start. The cheese is a start, man. The cheese is a start.
I don't, when I have a cup of tea, I was talking to, who was I talking to earlier? Alto was off to make a cup of tea, and I go, yeah, enjoy. I don't like sugar in my tea, but I like a nice cup of tea, but I like milk in my tea, so I have oat milk. I use oat milk in my tea.
Come on, please, please. I always have to take milk to Rollo's place.
I don't like cow's milk. I just don't like it.
That's because, have you ever had raw milk? It's not cooked milk. Have you ever had milk that's actually like real
no,
milk?
No, I had no.
Straight
like
from the cow.
Amish. Yeah, the Amish do that. The raw milk. I've never had it.
It's very expensive. It's very expensive, and they don't want us to have it because it'll make you healthy. That is for sure.
Yeah.
And there's only one place I know you can get it now, is from Farm in Gympie in Queensland, and as far as I know, in New South Wales, it's now illegal.
Would not surprise me. They really don't want you getting healthy, because
healthy. Remember, Rick, when Frank was talking about nuts and seeds and whatnot. Yeah. Health shops used to sell apricot kernels, which has vitamin B17.
Not anymore.
Have they brought that back?
No, not anymore.
I hear. So if you're, it's vitamin B17, which is a sort of form of cyanide, which sounds like poison. No, it really does. That's why I'm still living and breathing now. I'm sure of it.
If you go to these countries like Georgia, right, where they have these traditional farming practices in the mountains or whatever, you can go to the local market and you can buy like all the organs from an extremely healthy animal, right? But you would not want to eat the organs from a animal in Australia, because what they do in the abattoir is they all just get chucked in the same bucket. So you can have one that's been on the truck for too long, one that's been just had a whole bunch of shots, or has been, you know, drenched or whatever with, you know, some sort of fluke thing or whatever. All these sort of things, you have no idea where that animal's organs have come from. So things like liver, which has more nutrition in it than any part of the body, which is what a bear will eat first up. When if a bear kills something, it'll eat the liver first. You know, we can't get healthy liver. We can't get a healthy liver anywhere. You just have to take pot luck. If you buy liver, you don't know. You just don't know in Australia. Unless you can find someone who's in a farm that will kill it for you, you know.
Mm. When I was a kid, we called it lamb's fry back in the day, liver. My parents to get me to eat it, they'd have to put a spoonful of liver in my mouth. This is when I was a kid. And then a spoonful of custard afterwards to get me to swallow it, you know.
Back in the day, Rollo.
It was mushed up. Yeah.
The fact that they even got you to try to eat liver says a lot about the sort of time that was then compared to now. Oh, my God.
Well, that's most incredible. Kids had cod liver oil back in the old days, you know, back in the... That was a common thing that you'd have someone make... making you have a spoonful of cod liver oil for your own benefit was a thing back in the day. But,
So it was Beck's powder that
well, we talked about
Lord Gunther was promoting.
Beck's powder was actually bromine, which was the anti-sex.
the only powder I believe in now is from our southern Colombian or our Colombian friends. That's the only powder I really like.
Oh, I bet you do. I'm going to go.
I'm going to go and have some
tea. I think I'll go too.
Should we call it?
What song would you like to go out with? Because I can play any tune now that Bella sets taught me how to do it.
Riff Raff.
Let's ask Wayfarer for a tune.
What about I Against I by Bad Brains?
I never heard of that, actually.
Yeah. I Against I by Bad Brains.
Yeah. I'm going to do it now and see if I can remember.
It's kind of 90s punk.
Yeah, this is my favourite Bad Brains song.
Yeah, they're kind of a hardcore 90s band, weren't they?
With metal guitar.
Yeah. Excellent. Sounds good.
It's good. It is good. If you can find it.
No worries, guys. Give me a... I'm like a newbie to this, how to do this. So it's semicolon, play, I guess.
Are you going to get the ads on YouTube?
You might well do. I don't know.
Hang on. Here we go. Try this.
Oh, there you go. Turn it up. Up.
There we go. Down.
In the middle there.
Okay, guys, I'll see you guys later.
Oh, I guess I have Bad Brains. Thank you, Wayfarer. Thank you, man.
Sorry, I haven't got my thing set up properly. I'm just a bit of a hurry today. So I'll see you guys later. Have a good evening.
Yeah, man. I'm going to hang in the live stream for a little longer, see if anyone else wants to come in. I'm sure Bella said to you, so good on you, Wayfarer. Good luck to you and your daughters, and thank you for being such a legend, a fakeologist.
Oh, look, I just don't do much at all. I just jump in and anyway, have a nice evening, guys.
You know what you do? Hey, what you do is cheer me up, no end. That's
okay,
that's
no worries, nice Rollo. Okay, cheers, mate. Have a good evening. I'll see you.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Here we go. There's Wayfarer. 29th of January, 2021. Here we are on the Fakeologist audio stream. I don't know if we're going to make it go for 24 hours, but Rick's gone as well. Rick and Rollo. So it's just me. Anyone who wants to come into the live stream, say anything you want.
That's all, folks.